You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. We're meeting two candidates now running for the Board of Aldermen in Wrightsville Beach. Wrightsville Beach is a town in New Hanover County with a population of slightly more than 2,500. About 98% of the population is white, with a median household income, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, of about $64,000. This is a race that has five candidates vying for two open seats. Only one of the incumbents with an expiring term is running for re-election. Joining us now is Sonia Cheney. She is a realtor in Wrightsville Beach who has been a PTA president. She's run a homeowners association. She has also volunteered as an EMT, an ambulance driver, a lifeguard, and ski patrol. She says she's traveled to almost every state in the U.S. and is a first-generation immigrant. She's also volunteered in the Salvation Army kitchen and as a bell ringer. You can ask your own question of Sonia Cheney on this live Thursday discussion by emailing us today at coastline@whqr.org. Sonia Cheney, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much, Rachel. You make me feel and sound so good. I should just stop right here.
Well, tell us, you're a relative newcomer to this area. Is that right?
Yes. I moved here 2 years ago, but it seems like it's just the perfect place for me. I mean, what else could I ask for? The perfect beach. I have Wilmington nearby for history and the Broadway shows and music and restaurants. This is definitely the place that I want to be, and my family. I'm bringing my family here too. My mother-in-law just moved here. My mom retired here. So I feel like this is the place I want to be, and I want to do everything I can to make sure this stays the way it is.
How did you find Wrightsville Beach? What attracted you to Wrightsville Beach, and where were you coming from?
You know, it all started from my niece who picked University of North Carolina at Wilmington. So she was the catalyst for all of us moving here. And when we came to visit her, we just fell in love with the area, and we did all that we could to end up here around her.
And what was the last place? Where were you visiting her from?
So, as you mentioned, I am an immigrant. I was born in Iran, but I grew up in Virginia. So I was in Southern Virginia, Hampton area at first, and then Northern Virginia. And in that area, in Northern Virginia area, I did meet my husband, and we decided to move to Colorado with our kids for 5 years because they were Olympic hopefuls for snow sports. So instead of sending them off to boarding schools, we decided to go ahead and be with them. And that's what we always did the 20 years that we had a small business out of the house. We wanted to be near the kids as well. So family is really important. And we wanted to be with them in Colorado. And we found a public school in Vail, Colorado, that allowed them to ski and snowboard during the mornings and go to school in the afternoon.
Wow.
It was really fun. But but again, over there, I feel like wherever you move, you should really go in all the way. Why wait? Just get involved as much as you can every second of the day, every day, and try to make the community as best as you can. And bring your background, your diverse background, and share it with everyone.
You are currently working as a realtor. Mm-hmm. So, again, relative newcomer, you're wasting no time jumping in to local government. Why a run at the Board of Aldermen this year?
Yeah, I do know that a lot of people have been born and raised here, but I was surprised. Being a naturalized citizen, I never missed a chance to vote. So when I went to vote last time, there was no one running against incumbents. And I do know that the 2,500 residents there. Some of them have been there for generations, but either they're busy or they want to go ahead and do all the stuff that they do in the background. I happen to be the kind of person, through my corporate testing, I am the 3% that's considered a helper. I can't help but be the EMT that runs to the accident or be the lifeguard that goes to help. So I'm kind of an oddity, but I just want the citizens to feel comfortable allowing me to be their voice. Because I really believe in fairness, unbiased representation, and just being there. And by being a realtor, I'm always in the community, so I'm actually marketing Wrightsville Beach on a daily basis. I can't help but understand all of its issues and see what the sellers or buyers are thinking, what their concerns are.
And you did provide us with a list of issues that you're concerned about that we'll get to in a moment, but do you feel like there are sectors of the Wrightsville Beach community that really aren't fairly or completely represented?
Well, it's such a small community that I do feel like when I'm speaking to people, they do have concerns that they share with me. So the more diverse of a representation we have on the board, the better. So everybody feels like their voice is heard, and I'm open. You know, I believe in open communication, open door policy. So and if someone, just like some of the people in Congress or Senate do, for every one letter, they think that it represents 10,000 people. So every little voice matters, because if one person's thinking it, a lot of others could be thinking it and are just silent.
One of the issues that you, this actually I think was at the top of your list that you said you want to work on, curbside recycling. Why is that first for you? And how would that change quality of life in Wrightsville Beach?
You know, I have spoken to my neighbors and some of the other people that live in town. They feel like that's long overdue. Other coastal cities already have it. So, and the beach, I think, represents the beauty of nature at its peak. So helping, doing anything to keep the community pristine and allowing people to go ahead and make their carbon footprint as small as possible is the better. I mean,
you're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. With us now answering your questions is Sonia Cheney. She's running for a seat on the Board of Aldermen in Wrightsville Beach. To ask your own question during the live Thursday edition, you can email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Not able to take phone calls today because our big fall pledge drive is underway. That email address again is coastline@whqr.org. Sonia Cheney, one of the other points you say you'd like to work on is what you call great client services. What does that mean from a local government perspective?
Right. Being a small business owner for a long time, I really do believe in great customer service. A lot of times you're looking at a town and it should be like a car just humming along. And a lot of people don't need to look under the hood to see how the engine's running. But it needs to be reliable. It needs to be top notch. And it just needs to definitely compete with itself to make sure that it's the best that it can be. So with Wrightsville Beach Town, there's infrastructure that's getting old that I know that board members and citizens have been concerned about. So planning ahead, not waiting until crisis. Having an IT background, I believe in redundancies, should be in place, because a lot of times you get multiple bids for a certain project, but if you wait until you really need it, usually those quotes are exaggerated and doubled at times. So definitely thinking ahead, planning ahead with a budget, having the buffer in place, and making sure that those services that people really rely on just happens automatically and as smooth as possible.
Give us an example of the aging infrastructure that you're concerned about.
Well, I know at one of the last alderman meetings, we discussed the piping. It's a 14-inch pipe that goes under the intercoastal waterway. There was one gentleman that came in and gave an estimate for $2 million. You know, you would ask for multiple quotes as well. But that would be one thing. I mean, it is under the intercoastal waterway. And if it does give, you know, it would be a crisis, damage to water, the quality of water. We just had to swim around the loop. There's a lot of swimmers, surfers, fishermen. So if, for example, even an anchor hit it, or just by age it was damaged, it would be a crisis. So it's good to have a redundancy in place, or just think about repairing it before you really need it.
In light of heightened concerns over sea level rise and, of course, erosion,
yes,
how does the town of Wrightsville Beach need to think about that? Is there any element it needs to add to the conversation? For instance, should retreat or not building in certain spots be part of the conversation?
Well, I mean, Wrightsville Beach would not be Wrightsville Beach without a beach. So beach is the most important thing, and we've been trusted to keep it pristine for everybody else that comes to visit. So it's a huge responsibility, and we have to make sure that beach nourishment is a main focus. And we've been lucky to have federal funding, which I think is fair, because it's a lot to ask a small town to take it on by themselves. So we need to be creative on partnering with county, city, federal to help us with the cost, but also plan ahead and have savings in the budget for that to happen. And from previous, you know, looking at history in Wrightsville Beach, houses used to be much closer to the water in the past. So they have already moved back a lot from lessons learned from some of the storms. But we need to go ahead and make sure stay proactive and make sure we protect the beach, because that is the main thing that we have.
Traffic can really become a headache, especially for Wrightsville Beach residents, stakeholders during the summer season and even beyond. Is there anything that you could do as a member of the Board of Aldermen to help improve that situation?
I think we all realize that Wilmington's only going to grow and the traffic is going to be a challenge. So I know that the Department of Transportation is thinking about all sorts of different solutions there. For Wrightsville Beach, again, with my technical background, diverse background, we have upgraded some of the parking meters. But there's ways, I think, that we can research that can tell people, the visitors that are coming, I always feel bad for them. They have a car full of people and they can't find parking and they're going around the neighborhood. So if there's any kind of a technical solution that could tell people, the north side is packed already, south side is packed, or you need to go ahead and think about other options, or we would welcome them to the other, you know, direct them towards other beaches. That would be better than being frustrated and going up and down the roads and not finding a space. So again, I'm not saying camera, but there's ways of detecting if a parking spot is available. It's really easy technology that can be used.
And do you think there should be any kind of robust wave transit schedule to get people in and out of Wrightsville Beach without bringing their own cars? Or is that something that, I mean, that's been a source of tension for Wrightsville Beach in the past. Is that something that you can see happening, or no buses in Wrightsville Beach?
You know, I think there's a fine median there. But I do think that we should keep the quality of the experience well. So overcrowding the beaches is not something that I would promote, but responsible, just any kind of responsible solutions. There were in the past offers to go ahead and use land by Mayfair and bus people over, but I think right now, I mean, there's people are already carpooling some, and they are being smart about when to arrive or when to leave. And I think we have a good formula in place right now that we don't have overcrowded beaches. Everybody's enjoying the experiences. But and hopefully maybe work on more a safer pedestrian and bike type of solutions where.
And what needs to change there when it comes to those
my
paths?
My brother is a huge cyclist, and he thinks the Wilmington area is one of the most dangerous places to bike. He was in the Olympics, but he rides from Autumn Hall, and you know, I just worry about that. So it has to be really, I think we need to use our police force to make sure that people are more respectful of bikers. Even if there's not a designated lane, they don't need to come so close to them. They can respect them and go around like some of the people in Europe do. They have tiny little roads, but everybody goes around bikers and really respects them, because we've had fatalities at Wrightsville Avenue. We've had biker and a pedestrian fatality, so we just want to avoid that at any cost.
So part of the solution to that, you're saying, is a public education about how to drive around bikers?
Really, just, I mean, this is a resort community. This is a friendly, hospitable southern town. Can't we all just respect one another? There's no rush, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday, to get along around someone, because you can change someone's life if someone's hurt, so.
The Greater Wilmington Business Journal published a piece last September about the challenges for developers in beach towns and how these municipalities often have specific and restrictive ordinances. In Wrightsville Beach, for example, there's a height limit of 40 feet. At one time, a property owner wanted to build a 50-foot mixed-use structure at the base of Johnny Mercer's Pier, but town officials rejected proposals that might have allowed those higher buildings. Are there restrictions you would consider amending if you want a seat?
I really don't, even though I'm in real estate and I would love to sell condos that are 100 stories high, I don't. I don't think that's fair for Wrightsville Beach. Wrightsville Beach needs to stay beautiful, and the 44-foot limit should be respected. And from heading a HOA in the past, if you make exception for one person, it's just not fair to others, and you set a precedence. So you need to be strict with that. The rule was made, respect it, and just by Johnny Mercer, Pierre, I think there will be a solution soon, and the developer will work around to use commercial and residential plans that will fit the area well and look beautiful still.
Sonia Cheney, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back, we'll meet Pat Bradford, who's also running for the Board of Aldermen in Wrightsville Beach. And we're taking your questions during this live Thursday discussion via email at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.